Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. For the second straight week, the Patriots had a sluggish start to a game last week at home against San Francisco, and then on Sunday here in Jacksonville. It was a very up-and-down day specifically for the Patriots secondary, but they did come up big in the end.
Steps back to throw, looks, fires over the middle, touchdown. That was too easy.
Chad Henne was not an unfamiliar quarterback to the Patriots defense. Three times, in fact, he passed for over 300 yards against the Pats while with the Dolphins. But his opening 5 minutes on Sunday, patrolling the 31st-ranked offense in the NFL to a highly efficient 9-play touchdown drive, was a source of major disappointment to the Patriots.
They just started fast in this, you know? We just can't have that happen. We just got to start fast like we always do and finish fast like we always do. They just had a better start than this.
That 7-0 lead became 13-3 by early in the second quarter. The Pats defense, particularly the secondary, appeared lost at times, like when Henne found Jordan Shipley over the middle for what turned into a 36-yard gain. And when Henne faked an end-around, hit Montel Owens in the flat, and watched as Owens easily found 53 yards of running room. The only reason for optimism at that stage was how much time remained on the clock.
Just stuck with our game plan, you know. Came out a little slow and then picked it up. You know, we just got to start faster.
Eventually, the Jaguars' fast offensive start evaporated, and the Pats' D settled down, forcing four punts and a third-quarter Marquise Cole interception. That middle portion of the game allowed the Pats to have a late 7-point lead down the stretch. A not-so-comfortable lead, however. The Jags found themselves at the Pats' 1-yard line, but Greg Jones ran for no gain, Zach Potter was called for a false start, Dante Hightower came through with a sack on third down, and fellow rookie Chandler Jones helped thwart Henne's efforts.
Henne's back to throw. Hit as he gets rid of the football, intercepted by the Patriots.
But there was still one final drive remaining, and again Jacksonville reached the red zone. But on the game's final play, Henne's prayer was answered by a Patriot, Patrick Chung, once again.
I got to put down the D-line for the first one, man. Tip balls, you got to be able to get them. So all my praise goes out to them. And last play, just got to go up and get it. Everybody's covered and just get a chance, you know.
And Pat came up two interceptions down there to stop touchdowns. That's big. When you could make plays in the red area, especially making those interceptions in the touchdown in the end zone, that's big. So he took away two touchdowns for them and caused two big plays for us.
It may not have been an afternoon for the ages when it comes to the defense, but they'll take the way it ended.
It's better to come out here when you're not at your best and get a win. But I think this team, you know, we really understand that it's all about us. You know, we have to come out and play our best each week. And, you know we got to win games, but, you know, our goal each week is to come out and play better than we played. And I think it's a little disappointing for us that we know we didn't play as good as we could have played today.
So the Patriots secondary and the entire team moves on to week 17, the final game of the regular season at home against Miami. Plenty of playoff implications at stake. That'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.